Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What's up, everybody? Happy Friday. Junkies with you on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington. Presented by our friends at EMP 180 Weight Loss. Structure, accountability, results. The standard for weight loss in the area. It's EMP180weightloss.com. I went to EMP 180 Weight Loss yesterday, and I met a Junkies listener who signed up for EMP 180 Weight Loss because he listens to the show.
Very good.
He was much happier than any of us because he said he had just won by betting against the Caps in Game 3.
Okay.
$4,500.
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
Hold on.
He's got some balls.
That's what he won? Or what did he...
That's what he won for his Game 3 bet. And what I told him, I said, best of luck on your EMP 180 weight loss journey and best of luck with your sports gambling, because my guess is you've taken those type of losses before.
Oh,
if
yeah.
you're getting a $4,500 win.
If somebody's bragging probably. About a $4,500 win,
they've
multiple losses in that neighborhood as well.
But good dude.
Good for him.
I put $500 on the Lightning to win the series. Now, it's only going to pay me $250 because they were 2-1 favorites. But $500 is a big bet for me.
That's a nice emotional hedge.
I feel like that's a nickel compared to what he put up.
Yeah. So anyway, thank you to EMP 180 Weight Loss because they're a big sponsor on the show, and the plan definitely works. We got a lot to do on the show today. Of course, the Caps are front and center. We got a 2-2 series, boys.
And I don't feel good about it, JP. I don't feel good about it one bit.
I mean, how could you feel great about dropping both games on home ice? Now, you counter that by the fact that, well, they won the first two games on road ice. Neither home team has won a game so far. And it's looking more and more like whichever team wins the first home game will win this series. So hopefully it's not Tampa on Saturday night. Hopefully Caps can keep up their winning ways on the road.
I feel like Tampa will 100% win one of the two games in Tampa. Now, if they win game 7, they obviously win the series.
Sure.
So that means the Caps better win game 6
here.
And
hopefully it doesn't come. Hopefully it doesn't come to that. Hopefully
that's what I'm saying. So the Caps better win here.
Win Saturday. And then close them out here because
they're not beating
them twice. Game 7.
They will not beat them twice down there.
I mean, is it realistic to think that the Capitals are going to sweep every game in Tampa?
No.
I mean, that's a tough way to get through a series in the Stanley Cup playoffs.
The one thing I'll say is I feel like they are the better team. So many people are, you know, said, oh, you said 99%. Well, certainly not 99% that the Caps win now, but aren't they the better team? Aren't they just dominating the play?
I don't know that
aren't
they are.
Aren't they peppering that goalie?
Well, Vasilevsky, hello. The monster has awoken in the last two games. He was dog poo in the first two games in Tampa. And right. I don't care what John Cooper said. The defense failed him, whatever. He was shaky in the first two games.
He was.
He's been the complete opposite of that two games.
We had the better goalie in the first two. They've had the better goalie in the last two.
They outshot Tampa 38-20 last night.
I 38
to 20.
Yeah, but some of those are right in his gut. I mean,
I'm not going
to
kill Brayden
Holtby for
the most
them.
Part because one of the goals he gave up was on a terrible giveaway by Michael Kempney.
That was a terrible play.
Just the worst flippant, lazy pass, backhander that got intercepted by, I believe, Brayden Point.
Right.
And then he just screams in on Holtby. The Killorn goal that ultimately won it.
Defensive breakdown.
That's from point blank range again. And the Stamkos power play. I mean, nobody's going to stop.
Well, let's put it on Lars Eller.
Yeah.
Lars Eller has five penalties in two games.
Yeah. I was doing a lot of Lars Eller praising for the first two games
of the
series.
He can't stand in the box.
He's had a hard time doing that the last two games.
So to answer your question, JP, I'm not sure the Caps are the better team.
I'm not sure either.
I think it's really, really
close.
I'm
not sure. I'm telling you that I feel like they are.
I know you
and
do.
It seems like they're dominating the play. And I think Trotz felt that way after the game yesterday. We'll go through some of the clips. Some of the post-game comments in a little bit. But what Trotz basically was saying, that the Caps got the better of the play. What Trotz kind of sounded like was what Mike D'Antoni sounded like after losing game 1.
Mm-hmm.
We just have to keep doing the same thing and just hope for a different result.
Sure. Now
I just feel like it's really close. And
super close.
I don't feel good about this series now after, you know, I did say yesterday, I said the game four winner is going to win the series. I just don't feel like Tampa's going to lose both games down there.
I don't like to let ancient history.
Well, there's not necessarily two games down there.
That's what I'm saying. So the Caps have to win game six here. Have to. Because they're not going to beat Tampa twice down there.
No, but they can win game five, right?
I understand that. I'm saying the Caps have to win game six here because they will not beat Tampa twice down there.
Oh.
That's the way I feel. Obviously, if they lose game seven, they lose the series.
I don't like letting old stats kind of infiltrate my brain at this point. I want to try to keep it about what's happening now. But our friend Earl Forsey, who does updates here on 106.7 The Fan, leader of the Insane Touchdown Posse, tweeted this last night at Earl Forsey on Twitter. The Caps are now 0-10 in games played after winning the first two on the road in a playoff series. It happened in 1996. Now, I understand that's a long time ago. It happened in 2003 against Tampa Bay, and it's happened again now in 2018 against Tampa Bay. Oh, and a side note, the Capitals have never beaten Tampa Bay in a playoff game on home ice.
That does make sense.
It's never happened.
I don't get it.
Which I want to know
perplexes me.
What Caps fans are thinking and how they're feeling right now. 800-636-1067. Are you angry?
Oh, we're going to have to rally.
Are you sad? Are you resigned? Are you scared? Are you nervous?
I'm guessing a lot of them are sleeping in right now. We're going to have to rouse them. We're really going to have to poke the bear to get them to call in this early. But we'll do it. We'll wake them up on
Friday. That just seemed like such a
live
building.
Or do you still feel confident?
Yeah.
You can still throw it out there. Do you still feel confident that the Caps are the better team and will win this series? They are just two games away from the Stanley Cup Finals.
True.
So is Tampa.
But they also squandered a great opportunity to be up 3-1 and have a real stranglehold on the series.
I
just have to split it
home. The defensive breakdowns, I mean, hope he hadn't been great in these two games, but the defensive breakdowns are not helping him at all.
Well, a lot of it, to me, is it's power plays, and they're so good on power plays.
They're so good at power plays.
Now, he didn't come up huge on that game-winning goal. I mean, it's a nice play, and I get it. The defense had a breakdown. You'd want your goalie to make that stop, I think.
Sure. Vasilevsky was making a bunch of them last night.
He made a crazy stop. I'm not sure if it was in the second or third period. I think it was in the third on a puck that was batted out of the air.
Yeah.
Somehow he had got like a glove, just a shred of his glove on it to stop it. I mean, that looked like a lock for a goal. Didn't go past him.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to the phones.
Starting to get worried.
We'll open up the Hadid carpet cleaning listener lines. 800-636-1067. Let's go out to Leesburg. Tony, you're on with the Junkies. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
What's up, Tony?
Hey, I mean, honestly, you know, the Caps are you worried, but I feel good about where they are. They have outplayed Tampa in probably 10 of the 12 periods and have absolutely dominated them in some of them. I mean, if they keep playing the way they're playing, and they've got to get more traffic in front of the net. They're making it easy for Vasilevsky. I mean, he's trained to take shots where he's got no screen, and they're giving him what he's trained to do. But they have completely outplayed Tampa. I feel very good. I normally don't say that, but I think they're going to be fine.
If you had to blame somebody on the Caps for the last two games, who do you blame?
Well, you can't give life back to another team. And they came out, you know, not initially, but the last game, they weren't crisp. But Ehlers, I mean, he's playing a second-line center spot. You can't take five minor penalties from your second-line center. That's unheard of in two games. I mean, if it was a third liner, you know, and he's trying to shut down their top line, you'd still have a problem with it, but at least you understand it. I don't understand how a second line center takes five minor penalties in six periods. I don't understand that at all.
Yeah, he's been bad the last two
games.
Now,
he was okay
no
on
doubt.
The faceoff. He won 9 out of 13 faceoffs, but the penalties are just killing
us. Well, in a series this tight, you just can't make mistakes like that. You cannot give them the edge.
Now,
and their power play, I'm sorry, their power play is better.
Their power play is excellent. If it's a team with a mediocre to poor power play, you might be able to survive taking those sorts of penalties. When they're working the power play with the surgical precision that they do, you can't let them take extra opportunities.
Can't do it.
It's going to murder you.
And I thought that one weakness for the Lightning was their penalty kill. But it hasn't been in this series.
I mean, not in the first period last night.
Yeah, not in the two games here.
Caps had three cracks at it in the first period and couldn't get past Vasilevsky.
Let's go back to the phones. 800-636-1067. How are you feeling now that the Caps are in a dogfight? The series is tied at 2. Heads back to Tampa for game 5 tomorrow night.
Winchester, Andrew, you're on with the Junkies.
Hey, how's it going? So,
what's up?
I'm actually feeling, sorry about that, I'm actually feeling kind of down. I'm not as confident as I was after the first two games, obviously. And the biggest reason for that, because we dominated most of the play yesterday, but we still ended up losing. So my confidence is definitely shaky. And I just hope that we can take that road game, obviously, take what we did last night and bring it to Tampa and hopefully maybe beat on the road. That will help us.
Yeah, I mean, you would hope that. You know who else, by the way, as we go towards the negative side, you know who else who I think has been sucky, to use an old school word?
I think I know the guy you're talking about. Can I take a guess?
Sure.
Burakovsky.
Yes.
Yeah.
Not very good.
Tell me what he does that's positive.
I haven't noticed much from him.
Is it a positive when you get crushed against the boards and give up the puck?
It seems like he tries something fancy every time and makes a turnover.
Now, he is coming off an injury. Maybe that has something to do with it.
Maybe he still needs to get his legs underneath him. But at this point, time is running short. If he's not getting the job done, Barry Trotz has got to go back to the drawing board and say, look, maybe one of the younger guys deserves the spot.
Now, Vrana hadn't done much either in the last couple games. Now, he's a young kid. He didn't play a lot. I think he played like 12 or 13 minutes. But he was so good in the last series. He was really good in the first couple games in this series. They just have, you know, you could call it what you want. Is it unlucky? I don't know. Did they outplay Tampa? Yeah, based on the stats, I guess they did. I just feel like Tampa's figured something out. And Vasilevsky's been a wall.
Well, Vasilevsky in the first two games, his save percentage was right around 84% games one and two against Tampa. The last two games.
Was it 94%?
94.7%.
Yeah, basically 95.
Yeah.
Yeah, he stopped 72 out of 76 shots in two games.
He's crushing
it. But, fellas, when it's so tight, I just said it, when it's so tight, you can't make mistakes like Lars Eller has made the last couple games.
Agreed.
You just can't give them that edge.
Got to be tidied up going forward into Tampa.
Let's go out to Annapolis. Dave, you're on with the Junkies. Good morning. What do you think?
What's up, fellas? I mean, you guys touched on it a little bit already, but it's special teams. We gotta get back to that penalty kill that we had in Columbus. You know, I know clearly Tampa's got a much better power play, but you know, I felt like we just fundamentally played better defense in that series on, you know, when we were down a man. And you know, if we can get back to that, just some of those principles, and just kill the penalties, and we'll stay out of the freaking box anyway. And
right,
but and I'm also not pumped about Backstrom being back. I kind of wanted him to, you know, he still doesn't look good. I mean, he's just, it looks tentative out there, and
he probably is.
You know,
I'm sure he
not
is.
That he's, you know, not that it's a factor or anything, but because you know he was on that third line and probably played what, 10 minutes or something, but
played 18, almost 19 minutes.
Oh, really? Well,
he was pretty effective. He won a bunch of faceoffs. He was more effective than I thought he would be. He looked good on the power play.
I think he had four shots.
He had four shots, yep.
But not like that means anything.
But like you said,
Ovi had about 100.
Vasilevsky, man, he was just a freaking brick wall last night.
How many shots did Ovi have last night? He had a ton.
Ovi had, I'm going to tell you right now. Ovi had, no, he only had three.
What?
Well, shots on goal.
Again, shots on goal is a terrible stat. It might be the worst stat in all the NHL. It don't count when it hits the pipe. You kidding me? It's not a shot on goal because it doesn't hit the stupid goalie.
All right, Please. We're talking Caps, Lightning throughout the show today. I got a bunch of guests. Rob Carlin from NBC Sports Washington will join us at 7:40. Chris Russell, our Caps insider, at 9:20. Also, it's a Friday, so we will sprinkle in some movies with Kevin at 7. And John Feinstein joins us at 8 like he does every Friday. But we'll keep taking your calls on the Caps, losing last night 4-2 to the Lightning. You can get in on the Hadid Carp Clean listener lines at 800-636-1067.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra.
Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Gord goes across the blue line, but nobody there to take it, and that'll do it. Eller is out, and with 8:05 to go, the loose puck in front, they score! Alex Killorn on a loose puck that came off the end wall. And Tampa Bay, at the end of the power play, scores with 8:03 to go. Alex Killorn makes it 3-2, Tampa Bay.
Technically, not a power play goal, but let's put that one on Lars Eller, too. He was just skating back onto the ice.
Yep.
They had just killed, technically, the two-minute power play, but it was 2 or 3 seconds after.
By the way, the Capitals, I know you guys know this, they have a serious PK problem in this series. They've allowed 6 of 14, 43% to the Lightning.
Yep, haven't been good at all.
It's basically a coin flip at this point.
And on the flip side, weren't they 0 for 4 last night on the power play?
Including 3 in the first period. Where
so
they
what
came
we
up
thought
empty.
Was a weakness for Tampa Bay has been a strength in the last couple games anyway.
Right.
I want to say that they're 9 of their last 10 in killing penalties. So that was a crusher. Absolute crusher.
Here's what Coach Barry Trotz said after the game. He did seem overall pretty positive.
Barry, Kuznetsov said that if you had told both teams going into the series it'd be 2-2, both would probably be happy. Does this feel like a missed opportunity? You came here with a 2-0 lead and you dropped both?
Well, I look at it this way. We've played well in 3 or 4 games. And sometimes the road to where you want to get to is not always straight. So it's a little adversity. Pucks aren't hitting the back of the net for us the way we wanted tonight. But I can't say we didn't play well. We played it very well. In a lot of areas of our game. I thought we came out with a good start. We got the first goal, and then I thought, you know, the shift right after, we gave them an easy turnover that ended up in their back of the net. You don't want that. You want to build momentum. We give it right back, and then obviously they scored a power play goal, and, you know, right there, there's another test for this group. This group is resilient. I knew they would respond today. They responded in a great way, and we had to battle through that the end of that first period or the midway point, and then second and third period, I thought we were fine. We were going good.
You know, sometimes in the movies when you see something happen in slow motion, you're like, no! That's what I was doing when I saw Kempney with the weak sauce
the
pass.
Backhanded, yeah. What was he
doing? I saw it and I said, no! Because I saw the tip. I saw the white jersey streaking in, and I just knew. I said, well, this is going to end up poorly, and 2 seconds later, the puck is behind Braden Holtby.
Phone number is 800-636-1067. Taking your calls, you just heard from Coach Barry Trotz, who does remain pretty positive, thinks that they've played very well in 3 out of the 4 games. What are your thoughts? Do you still remain positive and upbeat that the Caps can advance to Stanley Cup Finals? Are you angry? Are you blaming somebody? Are you sad? You resigned? Let's go to the phone. Steve's in D.C. on line one. Steve, you're on with the Junkies. Good morning.
Morning, guys. How are you today?
What's up, man? Bro?
So I see it in a couple ways. One, I think the Caps are a little bit of trouble. And the way I look at it is when you throw everything at a team, and they did outplay them for about 17 minutes straight last night, and they could not get the puck in the back of the net. And you can blame, you know, you say, that, yeah, Tampa has a great power play team.
Yep.
But they're only on a power play because we are committing stupid penalties. And so don't give them that opportunity, and you don't get the power play goal. The other issue I see is the fact is you cannot, in the game of hockey, have 3 penalties back-to-back-to-back, and the Caps go on the power play and get nothing out of that. The power play for the Caps has been, you know, last night was terrible. And that's, you know, I feel as though those kind of defeats can be, you know, demoralizing to a team. If you can't finish a team off, you know, 17 minutes straight without one shot on goal, you know, like you say, they got to go to Tampa on 2 out of 3 games. I don't know. It's going to be dicey.
Well, one of those power plays, I remember they had 5 shots on goal on one of those power plays.
Right.
I mean, that's the thing, like, Coach Trotz is emphasizing the process and how they're playing without the result. And that's kind of how I see it. Now, you could have a theory
you know, EB always talks about the due theory. We talk about the due theory. I kind of believe they're due to get some of those goals on the power play opportunities because the goalie's making incredible saves. Is that going to continue throughout the rest of the series? I guess it's possible.
Of course it's possible.
But I got to believe he's going to let a couple of those go through because they're peppering him.
I mean, the caller said it was 17 minutes. The Caps held the Lightning shotless for a full 20 minutes. Well, basically the whole period.
Yeah.
I mean, when you do that at home, you expect to win that game. You find a way to close out that game, and the Caps didn't.
Ovi had one where they had kind of a turnover where he was right in front of the net. And it just looked like it sailed a little bit wide to the right.
Yeah.
Like, you got to believe you convert some of those chances.
Well, hopefully they do Saturday night in Tampa.
Look, all I know is the Caps have to win game six here. Must win game six here. Because they will 100% lose the series if they don't. Because they are not going to beat Tampa twice.
Game five.
You don't believe they'll go 4-0 on the road?
No.
No, win in game seven.
I do not believe that at all.
Game five is the BGOS, the biggest game of the series.
Yeah, it's massive.
It just supplanted the fourth game, which was the BGOS.
I think we went with the second game. I can't even remember. If the Caps lose Saturday night in Tampa,
it's over.
Series lost. Series over. Done. Don't even attempt CPR. Do not resuscitate. The Caps lose. On the road. Sears done.
800-636-1067. Want to hear from you. Your thoughts on the Caps. Still 2-2. They head to Tampa for game five tomorrow night. Let's go to Rusty in Fairfax. Rusty, you're on with the Junkies.
Hey, how you doing? I put it on Barry Trotz a little bit, and here's why. The penalty kill... You can't leave Stamkos wide open back in his wheelhouse. I mean, that's just what he does. He's wide open every time, and it's almost a gimme. They're going to shoot it to him. But our power play, it's like we have two plays and two plays only, and they have us figured out. I mean, it's like watching a repeat on TV. You know exactly where it's going to go every time.
What are the two plays? They got Ovi blasting from his office or Carlson blasting from the top?
Yeah, and they know it. I mean, they get shots on goal, but they know it's coming from there, and Vasilevsky is able to cover.
But they also get it into to Oshie sometimes in the middle, and he's converted a few.
Sometimes. But it's ugly.
No, you're right.
So look, sometimes you like those shots from 2 or 3 feet out right in front. I'll take those. I'll take point-blank opportunities from TJ Oshie. On a surgical pass from the wing. I'll take those all day long if we can get them. Those are good opportunities.
I think Ovi actually switched up his own MO last night with those shot passes. And they were very close to converting because either Kuzi or Backstrom were right there, but Vasilevsky got his pads on it at the last second.
I just want him to shoot it. I'd rather him unload on it
because, yeah. I mean, if it's in the right spot, there's no way Vasilevsky's going to track it.
Well, not just that.
Or if it tips off somebody.
I was going to say, he shoots it so hard, it's going to deflect somewhere, and maybe they get lucky and it bounces right in front of the net and someone's there to knock it in. But I'd rather him shoot that than pass it.
He made some incredible passes. The pass to Kuzi was perfect.
I mean, he's ridiculous with the puck.
And then Kuzi put it away 5-hole. Kuzi loves the 5-hole.
That's his move. It's his go-to.
And it was a small little slot,
I just do not feel good about this.
I mean, how could you feel great after dropping both home games?
No.
At least the Caps had built up the equity of winning both road games, so it's still an even series.
I thought this series was over, Jason.
I know
but
you
we
did.
Know.
It was 2-0. I know you did.
Everybody in D.C.
You thought
knows.
It was a possible was... sweep. You thought? Tampa's good.
This is why I don't bet.
Tampa's hosting this series for a reason. They're pretty good.
I get it.
You can say the Caps have outplayed them in 10 of 12, period, whatever. You can say that all you want. It's 2-2, and they're going back home.
Trot said it. They've outplayed them in 3 out of 4 games. Now, game three, you can give that one to Tampa. Last night,
John Cooper probably feels different.
I'm sick of that John Cooper guy chewing his gum the whole time.
It's Mooney's
so unclassy.
Boy.
All I know is watching
the gum.
Watching the Tampa power play, it's like watching... freaking the scariest movie ever because you know they're going to capitalize. It's like watching a horror movie.
Their passes are so quick.
I think going forward, when they're on the power play, I'm just going to have to do this. cover up my eyes the whole time.
Or turn the channel for 2 minutes.
Because it's butt scary. Yeah.
Let's go to David, who's in Lorton. David, you're on with the Junkies. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, fellas. Thanks for taking the call.
Yep.
Hey, so my question is, in the first period when they had all the back-to-back power plays, it seems like nobody's crashing the net. Like, once the shot goes in, maybe a rebound, whatever, everybody's just standing around kind of watching. I want to know, why aren't they crashing the net looking for those rebounds?
I don't know. It's a good question.
I mean, there are defenders.
I didn't notice that, but...
I'm sure that they're looking for, you know, the... I find it hard to rebounds from Vasilevskiy.
Yeah, I find it hard to believe they're just standing around.
I mean, Oshie's right there in front for a rebound.
They just didn't get the bounces.
God, I hate Tampa Bay's tic-tac-toe passing. Not even necessarily on the power play. The first goal, when Point scored, with the terrible Kempney turnover, I mean, I think it was a 3-on-1. Of course, you're usually going to convert that, and they did. I mean, Holpe made a valiant effort at trying to stop it, but he couldn't stop it.
But
that was
all of us can
play.
See.
Yeah. This is a bad play.
All of us can see, though, the power plays have been the big difference. Yesterday, the Caps go 0-for-4. Tampa converts their power play opportunities. And I'd like to give them a second conversion because Eller was on the ice for 2 seconds after getting out of the box. Here's what Coach Trott said after the game.
Barry, was the difference tonight special teams, and how did you get your power play to avoid getting frustrated when it gets?
I don't know if the difference was special teams a little bit. Obviously, they got the power play goal, and we didn't get any on the four chances that we did. So, yeah, a little bit. But at the same time, we gave them a couple pucks, but they didn't have much. I didn't feel like they had a whole lot. They just converted.
Do you feel like Holpe, his mindset is changing a bit? Because he looked so confident throughout the playoffs until game 3. Do you think it's affecting him at all?
I think it has to be rattled when he knows, as good as anybody, that it's looking like when Tampa gets the power play, they basically have a 50-50 shot of scoring on it.
Yeah.
And that's an absurd conversion rate.
And the last thing we want is Holtby's confidence to wane.
Can't have that.
Cannot have that.
You can't go back to Groovy.
I understand that. No, Groovy's done.
We passed the point of no return. It's Holtby or
I think a key in the series is Holtby and his confidence and how he feels when he's out there. And it just seems like the last couple games that has been rattled a little bit.
So each
he certainly
team,
hasn't played stellar.
Yeah.
So has every we know that every team has won on the road. Has every team that scored first in this series won as well?
No, because the Caps scored first in this
one. Caps scored first.
Yeah. Kuzi, right?
In this game?
No, Orlov. Didn't Orlov?
No, I'm sorry, Orlov.
That's right. Orlov scored first.
It was one zip. They had the lead for two minutes.
70 yeah. seconds.
Yeah. Orlov.
Then Braden Point gets on the board, and it's 1-1. Yeah.
I knew it was one of those Russians.
You know how quick it was?
Last night?
I listened to it right here on 106.7 The Fan, the first goal.
Mm-hmm.
It was right when I parked my car outside the house. When I got inside and flipped on the TV, it was 1-1.
Yeah.
I said, what the hell happened?
Look, I know that the Caps scored first. Last night, outside of the Orlov goal, the first period, I'm sorry, it was the Caps suck fest. I mean, they got the one goal, but the rest of the period, I thought they were terrible.
Well, didn't they have the 3 power plays?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. I think it was the first.
Well, maybe
they couldn't score.
They had 5 shots on goal. I was like, it's inevitable. They're going to score one of these power plays. That's how I felt. Clearly, it didn't happen. Let's go to John, who's in Bethesda.
I mean, Tampa was trying to hand them goals.
Right.
In the first period.
They just couldn't.
Couldn't do it.
Couldn't convert.
John in Bethesda, you're on with the Junkies. Good morning.
Yeah, hey, good morning, fellas. Thanks. Yep. You know, I've never been big on this all-in and capitalized slogans. We have to change it for the next 2 games. I'm going to call it performing a vasectomy. You got to go in bodies on vasectomy. And you know what Pittsburgh and Columbus would do to us? They'd actually kind of flash us and do all this. That's what you got to do. You got to get Ovi in front of the net and less of this kind of forechecking game. We have to change the style.
They scored 10 goals on him in the first 2
games.
Valdez, where's that Vasilevskiy?
Cue that up and send it to Barry Trotz. He's got a coaching tip for him going into game 5, critical game 5 in Tampa.
What happened to that leaky Vasilevskiy from the first 2 games?
That guy's disappeared.
I'd like to see him again.
That guy's disappeared, and he's turned into Patrick Roy in the last 2 games. And
but
it
again,
gets me salty.
We all knew that Tampa was going to show up at some time in the series, right?
Right.
We knew it.
I didn't know that.
There's a reason
of course you did.
They're the one seed in the East.
We were going to sweep them. I mean, they're good.
Stupid Stamkos ripping goals left and right. Ugh.
Now it's Washington gross. Has to respond. Caps have to respond tomorrow.
Need a major response. A big one.
And I feel like if they lose game five, there's no reason to watch game six.
Oh, no,
well, you're
I'll
off
watch
next
it.
Week, right?
Because I need it burned into my brain, whatever happens. Win or
you're
lose.
Off next week. I was considering calling in Caps today. Would have been a nice day.
It's always an option, especially during just gut-wrenching Stanley Cup playoff games that start at 8:15.
Yeah, you're up late Friday, but EB's off today for a charity golf tournament. At least I think it's a charity golf tournament.
Who plays golf when it's rained 6 inches?
The only golf he's going to be playing today is like Golden Tee in the clubhouse.
Right.
That's the only way they're going to be playing any golf.
All right, phone number's 800-636-1067. We're talking Caps Lightning throughout the show today. Rob Carlin from NBC Sports Washington joins us at 7:40. Chris Russell, our Capitals insider, at 9:20. We're coming right back. Lightning take game four. At Capital One, 4-2, they had the empty netter at the end of the game.
Mm.
You can call us on the Hadid Carpet Cleaning listener lines at 800-636-1067 if you want to chime in. Same number for the Thompson Creek Windows text machine. Standard message, data charges may apply. And, of course, you can tweet us, follow us on Twitter, at Junks Radio. Going to talk movies coming up at 7 with Kevin McCarthy. Also, that's when the 12K a day cash flash begins. So you can be positive and win some cash every hour on the station between 7 and 6 with the 12K a day cash flash.
I'd like to win $1,000 on a Friday. That'd be silly.
Also, coming up at 8:45 today, we'll give you a chance to win those tickets to go see Drake in concert and tickets to see Real Madrid versus Juventus.
As I've mentioned on the forward promo the last 2 days, Drake, my favorite rapper.
Yes.
Saldez knows this. He's helped me record it.
Yeah, you love him.
Love him.
Yep.
I love God's plan.
He started on the bottom.
It's God's plan.
And now
one of his
he's
good
here.
Songs.
I mean, it's one of his latest bangers.
Is that one
know.
Of his other silly started on the bottom? Now
yeah. If you say so, sure, exactly.
All right, let's open up the Junkie Sports page. Obviously, the Caps front and center, but we can get into a couple other things.
Yeah, Caps lose 4-2 last night. Series tied. Game five down in Tampa. Tomorrow, 7:15, they're dropping the puck. I don't feel great about it.
I'm not sure if I've ever been this discouraged by being all knotted up after four games.
I'm just sure because, you have.
Yeah, I probably have if you scan the memory banks.
Yeah. If it was flip-flopped, if we had lost the first two and then won the last two.
Oh, you'd be riding high.
Oh, yeah, I would have felt. I feel slightly better, even though I still believe there's no such thing really as momentum in a Stanley Cup playoff series.
Although I think
it could completely flip on Saturday night in
true.
The Caps'
although
favor.
There was a little carryover for Tampa in 3 and 4.
Maybe although, some. Jason, I think if we were in the opposite role and the Caps had just won two in a row, clearly we'd be riding high. But then we would look at that shot differential and go, we kind of stole this one.
Mm-hmm. Possibly.
And that maybe you would think that the other team is better. I mean, 38
possibly.
To 20 is a huge differential.
It is, but I look at the column I look at is goals scored
right
at the end of a game. That's what I look
that
at.
That tends to be the most
important. And usually when I see a goal scored number of 3 or 4 and the Caps have 2, I figured that team outplayed us.
Also look at power play conversion. And power Tampa's play, right. had no trouble with that over the last two games.
They took advantage of their opportunities and the Caps didn't.
6 of 14 is what it stands at right now.
43%.
Jeez.
That's a really high number. And that number needs to come down immediately if the Caps have a chance of advancing.
Yeah, and Tampa's been killing the penalties, and we thought, we had heard going into the playoffs that was a weakness for Tampa in the regular season.
What is Holtby's save percentage in the last two games? It can't be good.
I'll let you know.
I know that Vasilevsky's is 94.7%.
Yeah, and that
is excellent.
I'm
going
to say it's about 85%.
Holtby?
Holtby didn't even face that many shots.
16 of 19, right?
Nubs.
Yeah.
And, of course, the empty netter.
All right, so
not on hold.
Vegas and Winnipeg, right. Game 4, still in Vegas tonight. Vegas holds a 2-1 lead there. No NBA last night, no NBA tonight.
NHL is so much better that they crank out the games.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you got something to look forward to tomorrow with Game 3 in Cleveland, Boston and the Cavs. Game 3 of the Houston Golden State Series will be on Sunday night. So no NBA last night. All right, so let's get into some baseball here. Nats, of course, off last night. The Dodgers are in town to play at the park, weather permitting.
I'm sure they're going to play.
That's what I said.
They're calling for like 2+ inches of rain all over the D.C. Metro.
I have tickets for Sunday. What are the chances
I think
that
you're good.
Game?
Sunday, I think you're okay.
Sunday,
it's
good.
Yeah. All right. Tonight, maybe not. Tomorrow, I think you might be okay, but tonight looks dicey. Anyway, if they do play tonight, it's going to be Ross Stripling against Max Scherzer. I wonder how this little layoff is going to affect the team.
Can I bet
since they haven't played since Monday?
Can I bet everything I own that Max Scherzer is going to outduel some guy named
Ross Stripling? Yeah, he should.
I mean, I should. Valdez, can I get a loan for that? Can I go to the bank and say, well, Scherzer's on the bump against some guy named Stripling?
I know. I mean, you're right.
We have to bet it
but
all.
But you never know when guys have extra days off. You just never know how they're going to react.
I mean, it's a tingle. It's my tingle play of the century.
Bet it all. Always bet, like always bet against cakes.
Okay, you want to bet on a guy named Stripling against Max, against a Cy Young winner? Good luck.
Now, didn't they lose one of their starters to a surgery during these days off?
Matt Wieters?
Yeah, Matt Wieters.
They
done
did.
For significant time now.
Matt Wieters, of course, he injured that hamstring a few days ago, and he did have surgery. He's going to be out for a while. So I wouldn't expect to see Matt Wieters back. He may not be back
months.
The rest of the year. So what do they do at backup catcher? Of course, Pedro Severino has been taking the load over the last few days since his injury. Solano's on the 60-day DL. They brought up Spencer Kaiboom. Rowdy Reed's serving an 80-game suspension. They're going to have to go out and acquire another catcher. That's what they're going to have to do. Who knows who that's going to be.
Rowdy Reed?
Yeah, Rowdy Reed.
Never heard
he
of
was
him.
A Triple-A catcher.
Oh, his real name is Rowdy?
R-A-U-D-Y, Rowdy Reed.
That's a hurting name. Rowdy?
that's him. He probably would have been up if he wasn't serving this 80-game suspension.
Could be right. Roddy.
Could be.
I don't think it is, but I could be wrong.
By the way, getting
anyway,
back to
Holt. So they will have to acquire a catcher.
Holtby's numbers in the first two games at Tampa saved 90.5% of the shots and 94.3%, riding high, two-game lead. Back to Capital One, 82.6, 84.2. Pretty big dip.
Huge dip.
You know what? Need to get back in the 90s.
Yeah, we need to see the 90s Holtby back.
Need to get back into the 90s.
By the way, you mentioned
90s Nooner.
Rowdy Reed. Did you know that E.B. Cakes and I grew up with a kid? He lived on my street, two houses down from me. How about this for a first name? Well, his first name was normal, but his last name went with it. Roddy Rodman.
That's quite a name.
Rod Rodman.
Yeah.
Dodgers, by the way, snapped a losing streak yesterday, beat the Marlins 7-0, so they are in town. You know, the weather has just been causing havoc here in D.C., obviously. I just saw this story this morning. The Yankees had to spend the night at Dulles on Wednesday night. The Yankees.
Oh, what a terrible fate.
Who were here Tuesday for that 5+ inning game.
Yeah.
Suspended. Wednesday, the games were canceled. And then they were supposed to take off from Dulles to go to Kansas City because they're playing the Royals.
Okay.
For a 10 o'clock flight on Wednesday night. You know, weather obviously impacted the flight. There was a mechanical problem. There were still storms in the area. There were aviation regulations that limit the number of hours a crew can work in a single shift. All of that came into play.
Right.
And so they had to spend the night at Dulles. And they left Dulles at 9:30 a.m. Thursday.
So they didn't go to a hotel?
All the hotels were booked.
So they're just sprawled out on those hiking chair, like black chairs.
I guess. I don't know. They might have put the Yankees in like a special
they had, like,
room.
Rolled out some cots for them.
I don't know. I'm sure they get VIP treatment if there is VIP treatment when you're spending the night in a hotel in a airport.
Maybe.
If you knew that, would you have gone there to go look at Giancarlo Stanton?
I don't like the Yankees.
Who cares?
I hate them.
You could go there to talk.
But can you imagine having to spend the night in the in Dulles Airport? Wednesday night and Thursday.
Look,
take an SI for Aaron Judge to sign.
That's like 12 hours.
Not stalling any airport, but the last place I want to spend the night is in an airport lobby, an airport terminal. The worst.
Yeah, I'd just be in the. I'd just ask them to keep the bar open.
Right, keep it going.
That's right. Orioles lost to the Red Sox last night. Shocker. They are 0-4 against Boston this year. Final score 6-2. Price beats Gausman. Gausman gave up a two-run bomb to J.D. Martinez in the first. He also gave up one to Bogarts in the fifth. And before Bogarts could reach home plate on his home run trot, Buck Showalter had already left the dugout and actually walked in front of Bogarts, who was between third and home.
He's trying to block his path.
He was just pissed at Gausman, and he wanted to go out and get the ball from Gausman.
Right.
I haven't seen that in a long time, if ever, where a manager wouldn't even let the guy finish his home run trot, and he was already out of the circle.
To me, the big Orioles story yesterday was Cal Ripken's home was finally sold.
Oh, it was. What was the final price? Do we know?
Not sure.
We don't know.
I think it was reported like $9.75 million, which was down from the original price of $12 million.
It was $9.7 million after they dropped it from 12.5, but then it went to auction.
Right. And the purchaser, Adam Jones.
Adam Jones.
Bought Cal's house. Yeah.
He outbid everybody.
I'll buy the Cal's house for $2.5 million.
Well, just I can't remember who we had on the show.
I mean, how many guys can afford a $9 million house?
Not many.
In Baltimore. But this was the greatest quote. He was asked about it. He was asked about winning the bid. And he said, "It's not a story. I'm rich. I can buy houses if I want."
He's made over $100 million.
You know what? He's right.
He's 100% correct.
He's so right.
Who's our silly basketball guest that lives in San Antonio? Why am I forgetting his name? Antonio Daniels said that the bottom line is, and he had this situation in San Antonio when he was selling the houses, mm-hmm. There are only so many people that can buy the ballers' homes, right. And it tends to be other ballers.
It's a very limited pool.
Yeah, of course. That's just a great quote.
I saw yesterday.
By the way, Ripken originally put the property on the market September 2 years ago, 2016. So it's now finally getting sold.
He's been an albatross.
He bought it in 1984 and built. He bought the land in 84, built it in 87. So he was in it for a while.
You've talked about playing basketball there in the gym and the locker room and all of that stuff. I wasn't aware. First of all, it has 6 bedrooms. That doesn't seem like a big deal. With 15 bathrooms,
that's too
many. That ratio is ridiculous.
That's a lot of Charmin that you have to buy.
Basically, every bedroom has 2 bathrooms.
The other thing, which I didn't realize, was so it has 26 acres, right?
Yeah.
You talked about the super long driveway. He has hiking trails on it.
That sounds
or
silly.
He had.
Go for a nice hike.
Fishing pond.
I think in the backyard, he's got a big pond.
Oh, pond's probably just stocking it with largemouth bass.
No, it's an unbelievable property.
Yeah, of course it is.
I was nervous driving up to that joint.
I'm sure you were.
By the way, Adam Jones, of course, he's played 11 years in Baltimore. He lives in the offseason in San Diego, where he's from.
Okay.
But his wife is from Baltimore. So
they're
going to be staying in town for a while.
What's the commute from Cal's former home, now Adam Jones's home, to the stadium? How long would that take?
I'm going to guess about
20 minutes?
15 to 20.
I mean, no traffic, Valdez, probably 20,
you're the
25
Baltimore
minutes.
Expert?
I would say 20, 30 minutes.
Yeah.
But there's always traffic.
Of course there's traffic.
Last but not least, Alyssa Ennis is the former girlfriend of San Francisco 49ers stud linebacker Reuben Foster, testified yesterday in court that Foster never put his hands on her and that she lied to authorities about an alleged domestic violence incident. I led the charge on this. I said he was a disaster. I thought he was guilty. My apologies to Reuben Foster. You were going out with a whack job.
She said she wanted to end him.
She testified against the advice of her attorney. Said she was so pissed that he broke up with her that she wanted to end him, so she made up everything.
Right.
In fact, not the first time she's done it. It's the second time she's done this. She did it in 2011 with another boyfriend who broke up with her. Shocker, because she's nuts.
Oh, she should go to jail.
Absolutely, she should.
Just crushing his reputation.
Of course, she said that he hit her 8 to 10 times, dragged her down the stairs by her hair. He made it, did all this stuff.
And there was
crazy.
No physical evidence?
And
it was just her word?
I believed it all because he had a checkered past before, and that's one reason why he slipped in the draft. But my apologies to Reuben. Should serve no suspension. This girl's a nut job.
Didn't the police say they were going ahead with it anyways because they didn't believe her? That she's like the battered wife, and that they have video evidence apparently, some sort of evidence.
I don't know what the evidence is.
Yeah,
when she says in court under oath that she made it all up, I think that's pretty strong.
All right, phone number if you want to chime in on anything, 800-636-1067. We will be talking more Caps Lightning. Rob Carlin's going to join us at 7:40. Of course, he's the host of Caps Game Time and Caps Extra on NBC Sports Washington. But next, we'll talk some movies. Is there anything worth seeing at the movies this weekend? Kevin McCarthy from Fox 5 joins us next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.